no home. Or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. Or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with money-saving tips and community event information. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Or 855-487-3224, or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. You know, Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to make the move towards home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Coming up on today's show, what does the women... A League of Women Voters have to say about getting out to vote? The answer is coming right up. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, he told me just before the show started, he wrote a headline that had absolutely no meaning, but he's going with it anyway. Then after the news, we ask, what does buying a car have in common with purchasing a home? Wait until you hear this. And of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment brings back our very own resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
South Florida is one of the most improved metro areas in the nation when it comes to the housing market, according to Freddie Mac in a recent report. South Florida scored 69.2%, up 11.5% from last year. That's the good news. Bad news is that's out of 100. So it's cause for optimism, but not exactly celebration. Hmm. We also, remember last week we were talking about document stamps?
Oh, yeah.
Palm Beach County just issued the largest document stamp in history. We'll tell you all about that. Also, good news for vets. Several campaigns this year are striving to help members of the military become homeowners. That's prompted the Veterans Affairs loans to surge in popularity, and big banks are going along with it. There's also good news for homeowners who are having a tough time making their mortgage payments. It's a free federal program that just may have the solution for you, even if you're not at all behind on your mortgage. And Florida is the state most at risk of rising sea levels. Floridians saw this year what happened when the abundance of water falls on the state and has nowhere to go. And finally, bathtub doorknob mothballs. That's the headline.
I don't even think I want to know. Hey, when we return, our first guest has a special message for voters. It's a message that may change your life. Deirdre McNabb is up next. Since home is where the heart is and the equity, did you know 61.4% of American families' income is in the home? Their worth is in the home.
I know place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know fate's wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a lifestyle change message just for you. If you are a first-time homebuyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Reach offers a litany of workshop and one-on-one personal training sessions designed to assist you in qualifying for home ownership. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that shows you how to deal with any credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Reach also offers free foreclosures, and I said free foreclosure and modification counseling, FHA back-to-work counseling and financial budgeting workshops, and many other mortgage products, most at no charge to you. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Get a new key, Lee, and call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. And because it's the weekend, remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, our first guest worked for Dun & Bradstreet, Manville Corporation, and Bankers Trust. She was the president of her own direct marketing and consulting firm, graduating with an MBA from Columbia University and a marketing and finance. She also earned a BA degree from New York University in history and political science. Now, there's a stretch. For the last 3 years, she served as president of the League of Women Voters of Florida. Deidre McNabb, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Alan, it is a delight to be with you and your listeners today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You just made everybody in the room feel great. You know, November the 2nd, just a few days away here, it's time to vote. And I tagged at the beginning of the show that you have a special message for voters. What would that be?
Well, it's pretty simple. We are seeing a huge energy in this state and really a huge interest in the future and what it can be. And the message, of course, is make sure that you take the time to make sure your voice is heard. Get out and vote. It's pretty easy these days. They have a vote-by-mail ballot. We have early voting, which is going on this weekend, and, of course, voting on Election Day. So everybody should join, energize, thinking Floridians, and make sure that your hands are on the steering wheel. Because I think we all agree that government works best and our future is brightest when citizens are paying attention and making their voices heard.
You're right. We talked about that last week. We said it's a right, not a privilege. It's a right to vote, and I think everybody pretty much knows that. But the other side of that coin is if it's your right, you should at least know what you're voting for. So a little bit of research would be in line, I believe.
Well, absolutely. And the League is not just committed to getting a big and robust turnout. We also want voters to be empowered and informed, because nothing's more frustrating. We saw it in the last election when the legislature put 11 amendments on the ballot, and many people felt like they had to read the Encyclopedia Britannica in the voting booth. Fortunately, this time we've got three. They're pretty straightforward, and I'm happy to talk about them today. But you know, I think a lot of Floridians tuned in to the governor debates, and you know, as they listen to shows like yours, Alan, read the newspaper. We have a lot of information at the FloridaVoter.org on the candidates and the amendments. The information is there, and it's really an exciting opportunity, because races like these are often decided by very thin margins. Mm-hmm. And they make a huge difference in our lives, in our health care opportunities, in the quality of our public schools. You mentioned earlier on the show rising oceans, a particularly delicate issue for South Florida. So this is the time. This is the place. And, of course, by this Tuesday, everybody needs to make sure they have either voted or are going to vote.
Right. Well, I went and voted yesterday, and I was expecting a line. And as I kept walking and walking, I didn't see any people. And I walked and I turned around a corner, and there was a guy standing there going, "Welcome." And I said, I looked around. I said, "Me?" I was the only one there. So it was really easy and not hard to do. Before we get into the issues and voting, give us a little background on the League of Women's Voters. You're up in Orlando, right?
Well, I am. I'm one of the several thousand volunteers in the state, and it's a really an exciting and it's a dynamic organization. Despite the name League of Women Voters, we have a lot of men. We have people from all political parties, all different perspectives, ages, and it's really the Cadillac, if you will, of civil rights and civic rights. We firmly believe, you know, it's a little like the Batman movie, Living in the City of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when citizens are not paying attention and voting. Bad things happen. Politicians run amok. And so the very best antidote and safeguard for a responsive, accountable government is to be paying attention and to be making sure that you are casting your vote on Election Day along with millions of other Floridians. We are expecting some tight races and some tight decisions. And I just can't emphasize enough, doesn't matter how old you are, what your background is, your voice needs to be heard. This is our state, our future, and there are just really important issues at stake this election.
What specifically do your volunteers do to improve Florida's government? What's their mission?
Well, one of the things we don't do and never have done in over 90 years is endorse candidates or parties. Our primary function is to energize and educate voters. We do a lot of voter registration. We are very trusted for putting on candidate forums. We distributed 1 million printed voter guides through newspapers and libraries around the state. Our speakers go to all kinds of groups, explain the amendments and the pros and cons. We also do as an organization, if we have studied an issue, we'll take a position. Now, we did take a position, for instance, on Amendment 1 and Amendment 3, which we have quite a lot of background on, but on the medical marijuana amendment, we did not take a position because we had not studied it. So I'm happy to talk about the amendments. We do get a lot of phone calls about those. People often are a little bit confused. You know, of course, the most common question is, if I vote yes, does that mean no? This time around, I think the people will find the amendments are much more straightforward. Two of them, the first two, are citizen amendments put on by really exhaustive work by volunteers, and the League participated in Amendment 1, which is an amendment that would provide funding to ensure that our drinking water and water reserves and parks and wild areas are protected for the future and for now. But the medical marijuana amendment was also a citizen amendment. The third amendment, Amendment 3, was put on by the legislature.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any reason specifically why voters should be excited about turning out in this election? I mean, I don't know if there's anything to get, like, hoorah, hoorah about, but, I mean, it's an election, right? Is there any something I'm missing here?
Alan, I'm so glad you asked. There is every reason to get out and vote and be excited about this election, because what the results of this election will touch everybody's lives in major, major ways. Whether you're using our roads, whether you're sending your kids or your grandkids to our public schools, or depending on people who are going to those public schools to be your nurse and doctor and helper in the years to come, we also have the health care at issue. We've been working very hard in Florida to really provide coverage. Florida has the second highest number of people with no health coverage in America. And that's because we depend heavily on lower income jobs. So the state still has not taken the Medicaid expansion money. There's an opportunity there. We have two candidates for governor who have very different ideas and priorities for the future.
Then we have third candidate that doesn't have any idea at all, right?
Well, and we do have a third candidate.
That's
and
right.
You're absolutely right. And I would say that he also has very definitive ideas and a vision for the state of Florida. So people need to really reach out, and those visions and answers are available online and, of course, on your radio show.
Let me give your website out real quick. We have to take a quick break, but if you'll just hang on, it's only a little minute break there. The website is www.thefloridavoter.org. Check that out, and we'll be back shortly. We're going to take a little quick break here. As soon as we get that button going. There it is. When we return, Deidre McNabb has an important news about voting and the value of Amendment 2, 3, and 1. So did you know that homeowners' net worth is over 30 times greater than that of a renter? But of course, the renter has more debt.
Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy. We're speaking with Deirdre McNabb. She is the president of the League of Women Voters. And thank you for holding on through the break there. Appreciate that.
Pleasure.
And, yeah, we were talking about all the different amendments that are up. And, you know, last week Pat said that Amendment 2, that's Pat Tracy, she is the owner of the whole deal here, and she said that that I was particularly interested in Amendment 2, and I wrote it out. And I think there's something that a lot of the folks need to know about that. This is an amendment that's just for medical marijuana, but it's better known as Charlotte's Web. And it's a very, very low THC. You know, that's the active ingredient in marijuana there. And this is to help children who are having seizures, and this controls and limits the amount of seizures, and that's why this is being pushed through. Even though 22 other states have passed some type of legislation for medical marijuana, Florida has taken the soft step, and we're just going to go with the Charlotte's Web. You were aware of that, right?
Yes. Now, the Charlotte's Web actually was passed in the legislature, and it has a very specific, it really permits very, very narrow specific use for medical marijuana. What the amendment too is it allows doctors, licensed doctors in the state of Florida, to prescribe medical marijuana depending on the patient's need. It is not limited to children, and it does not limit it to certain medical conditions. It simply puts the power of the prescription in the hands of licensed doctors. And Alan, as you pointed out, a quite remarkable 22 other states so far have permitted medical marijuana. There are only a couple of states that have permitted recreational, which is much broader. What Florida has on its ballot is an amendment that if you say yes, you would allow doctors to prescribe medical marijuana for medical purposes. Right. If you say no, then you would say that should not be allowed.
Right, and I'm glad you clarified that like that, because you're right. They can write these things. It does yes mean no? You said that exactly.
Oh, no. That is definitely not the case. I think the amendment is very clearly written. It's and people, if you say yes to the medical marijuana, it means yes, I believe doctors should be allowed, when they believe it's in the best interest of the patient, to prescribe marijuana.
Right. I believe they signed. I'm sorry. Go ahead. They no, signed that on June 16th. Rick Scott signed the bill 1030, known as the Compassionate Medical Cannabis Act of 2014. It's a pretty long title for a simple thing, right?
That's the way it is with legislation. But I do want to be clear that that legislation, which did pass in the last session, is not the same as Amendment 2. That legislation passed by the legislature is very specific for a certain medical condition for children.
Exactly.
Amendment 2 would basically enable any licensed physician to write a prescription for medical marijuana to their patient.
Right. Just wanted to make that clear, because a lot of people that we speak with, they're of the opinion that, oh, no, they're going to make marijuana legal in Florida. We can't do that. This is really a medical situation here, and I'm sure if you watched, I think it was 2020 that did a big report on Charlotte, the girl that that had all the seizures, and the growers out in California that grew this special low, very, very low THC-based marijuana to help her. And that's what this is about. We're not trying to go the Colorado or the Washington State route. This is strictly medical.
Yeah, and you know, Alan, the interesting thing is, because I do talk to people all across the state, I have seen, really, I think originally the thought was that this would find particular support among young people, and it has been interesting to me to see the numbers of people of all ages, and particularly our older citizens, who are very intrigued and interested and, in many cases, supportive of it. So it will be a very interesting outcome to see, you know, how Floridians vote on it. If I may, I'd like to touch briefly on the other two amendments.
That's where we were going next.
One, all right. and we urge voters to give a green light to Amendment 1. That's the one that really is geared to protecting and safeguarding our environment, our drinking water, which we think is critical for our health, but also protecting our rivers and springs and coastlines are critical for our economic health in Florida. That's such a big part of our economy and our quality of life. So we think that is very, very important. Amendment 3, we urge voters to give a red light to. We think that is a bad idea. And let me explain it, though, because people may feel differently about it. Basically, what it does is it says the outgoing governor from here on in will select any open Supreme Court positions or Circuit of Appeals Court positions that come available on the day that they are all leaving. So, which is quite an unusual situation. To basically allow someone who is leaving elected office, who is no longer accountable to the public, to be selecting Supreme Court justices who will serve for many, many years to come. We believe that even though the legislature said that they felt there was confusion and they wanted to clear it up, we don't believe there is confusion. The Supreme Court actually wrote a ruling on it in 2006, making it very clear that the incoming governor would fill open Supreme Court seats for right. the future.
Well, the outgoing guy uses that as a cash-out plan, I think, right? but that's just my own personal opinion.
I mean, a former Supreme Court judge for the state of Florida called it a power grab by the legislature.
Right.
And, you know, most of the news, I think almost every newspaper that I've seen actually so far in the state has urged voters to say no to Amendment 3. Again, that is the single amendment that was put on by the legislature. They said to clarify how open positions are selected. We believe that is a solution in search of a problem because the Supreme Court did issue a ruling on it. And it's a little bit like, if you'll excuse my metaphor, asking an outgoing governor to choose the incoming education secretary, incoming secretary of children and services. You know, you want your new person who the public has just elected, who has shown the greatest confidence in, to be the person who picks their team.
That's it. That's why we vote. Deirdre, thank you so much for taking your Saturday and spending it with us.
Oh.
I know I went out and voted just because you were coming on. That's it. Let me give your website one
Alan,
more time.
Thank you for doing that.
You
thank
bet.
You.
It is www.thefloridavoter.org. So check that out.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, you'll learn what buying a car has in common with purchasing a home. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. After that, our house segment features Reach Radio's resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. I think he wants to talk about getting wet. I don't know what that means. And then, Mort Ages is back from a grand safari ready to spread the peanut butter of brotherly love upon the motivation industry. So it is the quintessential Mort Ages. Stay tuned for that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, fitted with different lengths of assorted wires and strings, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. South Florida is one of the most improved metro areas in the nation when it comes to the housing market. This according to a Freddie Mac report. The latest multi-indicator market index showed that South Florida, including Miami-Dade, Broward, and the Palm Beaches, scored a 69.2. That's an increase of 11.43 from a year earlier. Only Las Vegas at 21% and Chicago at 13% had a higher rate. Orlando was fifth at 8.70, according to the Sun Sentinel. Now, Freddie Mac released the MIMI report every month to measure four key factors in local housing markets. There's home purchase applications, affordability, mortgage delinquencies, and employment. A score below 80 shows weakness. A perfect score is 100. Again, our score was 69.2, a cause for optimism, but not necessarily celebration. The priciest property sale in Palm Beach County history created the biggest document stamp bill ever. It was the sale of the mall at Wellington Green. Generated $2.39 million in Florida dock stamp taxes, according to the deed. The tax, imposed at a rate of 0.7%, was calculated on a sale of $341 million. The previous record dock stamp bill was $1.2 million. That was collected on the $171 million sale of Office Depot's headquarters in Boca Raton. Now, while those two properties changed hands for $200 million, there are other deals that have managed to skirt the dock stamp tax. Several campaigns this year strive to help members of the military become homeowners, which has prompted the Veterans Affairs loans to surge in popularity. Big banks and mortgage companies are stepping up efforts to help returning vets to get affordable housing by advertising the benefits of VA loans, as well as donating hundreds of homes mortgage-free to veterans. The Department of Veteran Affairs Home Loan Program has soared to record levels. They've issued new mortgages at more than double the pace of 2007. VA-backed mortgages now represent about 7% of the total home purchase mortgage activities up to now. It was about 3% back in 2011, according to statistics from the Mortgage Bankers Associations. Now, VA-guaranteed mortgages come with zero down payment and flexible credit underwriting. The interest rates are competitive, too. There's an estimated 22 million vets nationwide, many of them eligible for VA loan benefits, according to lenders. There's good news for homeowners who are having a tough time making their mortgage payments. There's a free federal program that just may have the solution, even if you're not behind on your mortgage. The program, Making Homes Affordable, or MHA, launched in 2009, and it's a critical part of the administration's strategy to help owners to avoid foreclosures, to stabilize the country's housing market, and to improve the nation's economy. MHA, or Making Homes Affordable, offers a range of solutions, including lower monthly mortgage payments for struggling homeowners, as well as options for unemployed and underemployed homeowners, and those who owe more than their homes are worth. To date, it's helped 1.5 million people nationwide, and during this program multiple times, we're going to tell you about some experts who know everything there is to know about the Making Home Affordable program. Guess who it is? We'll tell you. Florida's a state that is most at risk of rising sea levels. Florida saw this year what happens when a lot of water falls on the state. South Florida had flooding and environmental damage on both the east and west coast. Wildlife drowned in the Everglades conservation areas. Now, experts say that beaches and even inland Everglades could be lost in less than a century under about 5 feet of water. This according to a report that appeared in the New York Times. Real estate observers said that while the ocean may be rising, the real estate market really hasn't seemed to have noticed yet, but more Florida is above the high tide line. Also at stake, billions being spent on the state to restore the Everglades. Scientists also have warned that canals will rise, meaning if you don't live near the beach, you're not immune. Okay, forget about haunted houses. Thousands of homes in South Florida have been left abandoned amid foreclosures, and a study by RealtyTrack found the Tri-County region ranks second in the U.S. for zombie foreclosures.
Yay! We win!
That's when the homes are vacant during the foreclosure process. It counted almost 10,000 foreclosed properties in South Florida, many of them neglected. It brings down property values all over the neighborhood. Not good for anybody. And finally, a Florida neighborhood is kicking up a pretty serious stink over one woman's apparent obsession with mothballs. Residents in Mandarin, near Jacksonville, say they're fed up with the smelly situation that's been created on Spurline Drive South. The homeowner, who has not been named, lined her driveway with more than 400 sticky, smelly pellets, which she claims repel animals away from her yard. The neighbors say she's created a severe health hazard, which they say could end up contaminating the local water supply and killing plants. Neighbors say the smell is noxious, and it causes coughing and sneezing, and a lot of people are getting headaches. The city is now investigating, forgive this, mothball gate. They visited the property on October 23rd, but they haven't issued a citation yet. If they have, it's still in mothballs.
Have you ever seen mothballs?
They're really, really tiny.
The other thing I was wondering about, you know, if we're having a lot of rising water, does that mean more homes will be underwater?
Zombie homes.
All right. Right now, the question on everyone's mind is, what does home purchasing a car have in common? And I would like to say probably absolutely nothing, but the obvious common thread is financing. As they say, follow the money trail if you're looking for a reason or a solution. And it's true. The big cost difference between a car and there is a big cost difference between car and a house, but the financing remains the common thread. Rick, you have some interesting facts about
we've been doing some research on this, Alan, and you got to watch out
car scanning.
Car purchasing and little detours to getting your signature on that paper. Right. The old financing fell through scam. Starts when you buy the car. The finance manager congratulates you. You get a low interest rate on your car loan. They hand you the keys. You drive home, start showing off the car. Usually about 2 weeks later, the dealer calls and said, uh-oh, your car loan application was rejected because you didn't qualify for that low interest rate after all. Now, this is where the subject to financing clause on the contract comes back to bite you. Historically, if a shopper's credit score is above 680, you'll get a nice low annual percentage rate. Make sure the deal is closed before you leave.
Absolutely.
Well, always.
There's the other classic lie to the customer about their credit score scam. This is one of the most common tricks that car dealers pull off on unsuspecting shoppers. The finance manager tells you that your credit score was much lower than what it really is, and it causes you to pay a higher interest rate on that car loan, and you should pay less. So a good tip here is check your credit score before you start shopping.
That's it.
If the guy says, you know, you only have a 450, you're going to have to pay higher. You actually have a 600, you could have a lower payment.
Go online and check your credit score. You can get a free one through Reach.
That's right.
So call us up and
check out. What's that number, Rick?
You have it right in front of you.
It's 855-48-REACH.
How about this one? They advertise, we're going to pay off your old car. Well, the scam is, we forgot, sorry, scam is often pulled on people who are trading in their old car to buy a new car. You trade in the car, outstanding loan balance, the dealer is supposed to obtain a loan payoff figure and pay off the loan within 10 days. The dealer should then add that payoff amount to your new car purchase. Keep in mind, you'll now be paying off your new car along with your remaining balance on your old car. Yeah. They don't pay it off.
Yep.
You pay it off.
That's right. But they throw that into your financing and it makes it look
exactly.
Like, oh, this is all I have to pay.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's do it.
Yep. They also have a thing called the straw purchase scam.
I hate this one.
A straw, right? Well, Rick drinks through a straw. The straw purchase scam in car buying is when the dealer tells you that with your bad credit score, you will not qualify for the loan.
Uh-oh.
They then tell you you need to get a co-signer, maybe like grandma or somebody, to co-sign the loan so that you can get approved. We strongly urge buyers never to get involved with a co-sign loan. We also urge moms and dads, boyfriends and girlfriends, never to co-sign on a loan for someone, no matter how much you love them. Because you won't love them too much when they stop paying the car payments and you find out you are responsible for making those payments.
Not a good thing.
Nope.
No co-signing. Don't co-sign. Don't ask for a co-signer.
Right.
You do it. It's your car. How about the forced warranty scam? You're in the finance office, pen in hand. You're signing papers like buying a house, one after the other. The finance manager tells you, whoops, you're required to buy a $2,500 extended warranty because the bank requires it to get the loan. The dealer says the lender is worried about your ability to pay back the car loan, so to appease themselves, the lender now requires you to add another $2,500 to your car loan to qualify. Really? If they're so worried, why are they adding this additional funding to the loan? Red flag. There really isn't anything forced that you have to buy. Buy the car. Get out. Drive it away. Buyers who don't check the math have no idea their monthly payment is padded with a warranty, credit, life insurance, rust proofing, and other extras. Make sure you read this long contract. Very good.
That's right. Well, it's an ordeal when you're purchasing anything,
yes,
especially if financing is involved. And that's why we made the connection between the house and the financing. So anyway, the next is the Ridiculous Dealer Prep Scam. That's better defined for definition for this scam is excessive charge. And all right, I'm being flagged here. Okay,
you have a phone call.
I think I have a phone call. I think Pat's on the line, right? Pat, are you?
Hi.
Hey,
I'm here. I'm here, Alan and Rick, and I'm listening to you. And I think it's a wonderful conversation. Oh, and you may be going here in a bit, but what I wanted to add is, if you're looking at buying a home or buying a car, always do the home first.
Oh, yeah.
Move to the car because of your ratios. And we've had loans before where individuals have had to refinance their car to get their payment lower in order to qualify for a larger home. So just be sure if you're thinking about it that you wait. Get your house, then get your car.
Oh. I'm so glad you're listening. You keep us in line.
Okay, go on with the rest of your show. I just wanted to add that in case anyone's thinking of that today, okay?
No, you're absolutely right. And like we say, it's a financing vehicle. And if you don't do it right and if you don't pay attention, and that's why the good folks at Reach are there to help you when you're buying a home. They pay attention.
And they'll help you with your car purchase as well. Pat, it's always good. We always appreciate your call and your input.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Keep going.
Well, hang on. If you have some more, you know.
No, that's good. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pat.
Now, we're almost out of time here, but have you ever seen this ad? We'll pay off your car, no matter how much you owe.
Oh, yeah.
These ads are available to you all the time. They rely on your brain to trick you, as if the obligations of your current lease or loan will just magically disappear. You cannot just dump a lease. It's a contract. By breaking the contract, penalties are stiff, sometimes in the thousands. They do get you out of your current lease, but these payoff penalties must be paid to your leasing company to end the contract. The dealership is not doing you any favors. Here, they just want your used car for less than market value and sell you a new car at a high profit margin. They will resell your trade-in at a much higher price, and you're stuck paying off both the new and the used cars. Now, I just want to jump in here 1 second and say...
Well, you got 30 seconds.
Oh, I can take my time then. Most dealers are honest, upright people.
Yes.
They want you to have a new car. They want you to drive their car around and show it off. But these are things that unscrupulous people will trick you into. Watch your step, read your contract, pay attention to where you're at.
I agree 100%. There we go. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located at 3930 Southwest 52nd Ave in Pembroke Park, Florida, 33023. I'll tell you why we give you that zip code in a minute. This beautiful two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhome has a nice patio. It's featured a spacious layout with a huge walk-in closets and an oversized pantry. A beautiful extra-wide living room and a modern kitchen located right off I-95 in a great shopping area and close to schools. It's ready to move into right now. It's the perfect property for FHA, conventional financing, and, of course, the ever-popular cash. Now, we always suggest that you Google Map this property and take a look at it for yourself. Google Maps likes that zip code. That's why we give it. It's 33023. You can see for yourself, it's 3930 Southwest 52nd Ave, and it's Unit 5D, but that probably won't show on the Google Maps there, but in Pembroke Park, Florida, 33023. It's two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse. It's got a nice patio. It has a spacious layout, a huge walk-in closets. If you have a small family or planning to enlarge your family, this would be the perfect place for you. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. You could call her right now. I think she's not on the line anymore, so her phone is free. 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. Now, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. We always give a hat tip to the most loyal listeners, and we'd like to say hi to Floyd and Renee and Cy Kane over at Berkshire Hathaway and Joe Olivia from Celestial Entertainment. Thanks, guys, for listening on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate that. You may visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week and listen to past shows. Once again, thank you. Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Today, Our House knocks on the door of one of the coolest guys in the housing industry. He's our very own resident pest control freak. Please welcome Carlton Thompson. Hey, Carlton, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are we doing, Al?
Well, we're getting by. It's a good Saturday down here. And you said that you wanted to talk about something about getting wet. What are we doing?
Well, as you know, we're going to go through a time change tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, in most counties, that's the time when they do water restrictions back down to once a week. Check with your local Ag Extension Service to find out what your requirements are. But one of the things you want to do when you change your time clock in your garage for your irrigation is go ahead and turn it on and take a minute to look at it, because there's rotors out there, for instance, they're throwing out 3 gallons a minute, and that's a lot of water. Usually you're going to have six of those on a zone, and if they're leaking a gallon of water extra each, you're spending a lot of money for nothing.
Yeah, that's, where does that leak to? Just out into where?
Just goes right down through the soil.
Sure.
Okay. Water.
Okay. Well, I guess those automatic machines that turn the sprinklers on and off don't have any provisions for daylight saving times, right?
Nope. You got to go out there and change it yourself. I mean, you can get clocks that do that, but you're going to pay about $1,000. Nobody's into doing that for their home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get out there, take a look at it, and see if you got anything leaking. It's a big way of saving some money. You know, and also what that can do is, you know, watering contributes to a lot of the pest problems in your lawn, and including fungus and weeds. Too much water, too little water, all just because something's just not quite right on a $5 or $10 sprinkler. But, you know, long term, the money's just not worth letting it flush away.
Well, we've always been told that when winter comes and fall coming into winter, that you water less. I mean, that's what I've always heard. Is that right or wrong?
It is. There's not as much of a demand.
It's right or it's wrong, right?
Yeah, one or the other. Flip the coin. Your grass is not going to demand as much water because it's not as hot. So there's not as much transpiration going on in the plant.
Right.
So what you want to do is go ahead and try to turn it back to once a week as soon as you can. And if it's starting to show signs of you know, the leaf blade closing, as if it's, what that means is it's getting thirsty and it's trying to hold in any water that it has. If it's about day five and it starts doing that, just let it go to day seven. What that's going to do is it's going to cause your root system to grow deeper into the ground, searching for more deeper water. Ultimately, you'll have a better, healthier plant and lawn because of it.
And when you say the leaf is full, you're talking about the blade of grass, and it obviously has two parts. So if that's kind of closing in, that means,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you'll see if you just go rip a blade off of grass, you'll see a center vein running right up the top of it.
Right.
And what it'll do is it'll literally close like a book as it starts getting thirsty for water and going into drought stress.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's like going into shock, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna water in about 2 days, just let it do that. Like I said, you're gonna build a bigger, deeper, stronger root system, which ultimately is gonna end up in a stronger lawn.
Yeah, and you have a better looking lawn.
All the other problems.
Right. Does that also apply to plants as well?
Yeah, plants will do the same thing.
So you have to, and now plants, you usually don't, that's not set up on the sprinkler system kind of deal. You have to go out and hand water those, right?
Well, it depends on your irrigation system. Some have irrigation zones that are running through the shrubs, and some don't. So right. That just depends on your house.
So that's all in how you had that set up or how it was when you're doing that. So is that a good thing if you're having a sprinkler system put in your lawn? You should definitely make sure that the plants are included?
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. You know, we talked a few weeks back about you know, the added value of landscape. I mean, if you go ahead and invest in the landscaping to add value to your home and then let it die, well, you're not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, Al.
Well, yes, absolutely. And anything that we need to do to prep for winter, or are we too soon for that?
Down here this far south, not really. You just, like I said, you want to make sure that nothing's leaking. It's a good time to go out there and just take a look at it and make sure you're not just flushing water away.
Are there any signs, Carlton? I mean, do you see a puddle around a sprinkler? Does it soak into the ground? I mean, how can you? You don't have to dig it up to see if it's leaking. How can you tell if there's?
Well, it'll usually be a little soggy right around the head. Sometimes, if you just walk out there and look at the head, you'll see the water just kind of bubbling out of the top of it or bubbling out of the side of it. You can also be indicated if you have a lot of weeds around a sprinkler head. That's indicating probably that you have a leak there and there's excess water there.
Ah, sure, because the weed goes for the water, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some guys that go for the water like that. That's not a problem. All right, so now let me ask you this. Where do we go to get the best landscaping done in the world there?
Well, I like to get all my advice over at John Deere Landscapes. Those guys have everything. They're actually, unbeknownst to most, the largest irrigation distributor in the entire North America. They are very, very wise as to what's going on out there. They can answer all your questions a lot of times just by describing the problem. But if you can take something in there, they'll certainly be able to help you better with it.
Do you have a website there?
JohnDeereLandscapes.com.
Oh, that's pretty dang easy. Carlton, always a pleasure having you on the show. We certainly appreciate you coming in. And
hey, Al.
Yes, go ahead.
Don't forget to get out and vote this Tuesday. There's a lot going on out there. We got to get out there and cast it.
Yep, we're voting on Amendment 2. You can bet your life on that. Okay. Well, when we return, you're not going to believe this. Mort Ages is back from an extended trip, and we really can't say where. But he has some very interesting information about motivation, so stick with us.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. If you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, November the 2nd, from 1 to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. These classes are limited and they fill up fast, folks, so you want to call now and sign up for that. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is a mandatory requirement if you're using government assistance, HUD, or any of those programs, so you really need to take this. And let me tell you something. We say this all the time, but it's absolutely true. HUD considers a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. I mean, it's like the reset button on the PlayStation. Now you're a first-time homebuyer again. So you want to take advantage of all those conditions. There is a $49 fee for this workshop, but it includes some food and beverages. And Reach has a host of other valuable workshops coming up. November the 8th, we have the Aquin Foreclosure event down in Miami. Again, call Reach to get information about that if you would like to attend. And since we do have an office down in Kendall now, we're covering all of West Palm and Miami. So the toll-free number is the same, 855-48-REACH. And then November the 13th, if you are a realtor, you need to attend the special Red Carpet Realtor Forum. It's held at the Reach offices in Palm Beach Gardens. Call Reach again to register for that event. There's lots of guest speakers on hand to bring you up to date on the latest rules and guidelines. And there's a special short sale. Say that fast 45 times. There's a special short sale program designed to help you close more sales. And then December the 8th, of course, we have the Home Free USA event, Partner to Progress, at the James Royal Palm in Collins Avenue in Miami Beach. Again, for more information, call Reach. Reach is your HUD-approved housing counselor with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. Call Reach toll-free, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from an extended continental safari where Mort frolicked in the autumn mist and a land called Hanalei. He's back.
Oh,
and his microphone. Hanalei. I believe that was Puff, the magic amendment to Dragon.
I think so. Well, things are happening here in Florida. Anyway, it's good to be back.
It's good to see you again, Mort. And you know what? We have Reese's Pieces in the studio, thanks to you.
Well, why not? Why not? I thought this show started with Reese's Pieces, so.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, been traveling, been around, been to many continents, and people always say to me, well, you know, what about success? How do you become successful? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have written about this. I always go back to a guy named Napoleon Hill because he really wrote the first self-help kind of books. And he was a real genius because he had access to the people really that made America. He had access to Henry Ford. He had access to Carnegie. He had access to the Rockefellers. And he analyzed these people and he analyzed them wanting to know why they were so successful. And he came up with 11 things. And, you know, he was writing back in the 30s. These things apply today. So I'm going to go over them. I think they're very important. Number one, people who are successful have an unwavering courage based on self-confidence. Very important. Number two, they have self-control. Okay, this means they refrain from overreacting to anything that's either positive or negative. Because overreacting can give people a bad impression. Number three, they are fair. They have a strong sense of fairness and justice. Number four, they don't wait for perfect answers to make a decision. They're quick decision makers. Number five, they work by a plan. Henry Ford wasn't the most intelligent person in the world, but he had a plan and he had a team. Mm-hmm. Number six, they do more than what is required. These are the people that stay on, sometimes work till midnight. They become successful. And number seven, they're exceptionally likable. They're sympathetic. Number eight, they pay attention to detail. Number nine, they assume full responsibility for themselves and their team. And the last one, they are cooperative people.
Well, you're cooperative.
Absolutely.
That's why you're successful.
So listen, think about this, guys. This is what it takes to be successful and Reach. We're here to help you. Give them the number, Alan.
It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.